Back to our lead story now, the Countdown supermarket where the latest absconder from managed isolation browsed the health and beauty aisle. The supermarket was closed yesterday for cleaning after the 32-year-old man who tested positive for COVID-19 spent 20 minutes in the store. Our reporter Matthew Tunison is outside the supermarket on Victoria Street in central Auckland. Kia ora, Matthew.
Kia ora, Kim.
Is it as business as usual?
Well, I was outside as the doors opened at 7 o'clock this morning. Staff were having a pretty intense-looking meeting before they allowed customers back in the shop. The supermarket's been deep cleaned, and back to work for the Countdown staff, other than the 18 people who were working the night this man came in and took selfies in the beauty aisle. So they're having to self-isolate and get a COVID test now.
Right, so they'll be in isolation till they get a negative, or positive indeed, but a negative test.
That's my understanding, yes.
All right. And is there any kind of, security going on?
Well, at the supermarket, not really. There's the usual security guard who's always there. For people who don't know, this is a really, really busy supermarket in central Auckland. And at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, which is when this man came in, there would have been a lot of people going and getting groceries after work and that sort of thing. So it's small, but it's very, very busy.
You popped down to Stanford Plaza Hotel. How's that looking?
Popped down to Stanford Plaza. It looks very secure. The 1.8-metre fences that were going up when this man made his escape are now up in operation. But to be fair, I walked past the Stanford very regularly, and even before these went up, it did look like a pretty secure facility, so I don't see how anyone could have been operating under any kind of illusion that it was okay just to nip down to the shops.
Did you have a chat to anybody around? How are they feeling about the situation?
I did, and some of the language that people used I can't repeat on the radio.
No, I'm getting texts much to the same effect, Matthew.
People are very angry, and not just that this man escaped from an isolation facility, but that he was apparently so carefree about it and took selfies in the supermarket. And then we've heard from the Minister Megan Woods this morning that he stopped and used the free Wi-Fi. There's 38 minutes from the time he left the Countdown to when he found his way back at the hotel. So, he must have been doing some pretty serious browsing. And for the record, it took me less than 5 minutes to walk from the Stanford to the Countdown.
Yeah, that is a lot of browsing or using free Wi-Fi, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Matthew Tunison is our reporter. He's on Victoria Street in central Auckland.